But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So here, Paul's talking about, like what Pastor Jones was alluding to earlier, the dual nature we have in us when we're saved. Yeah. And, you know, we have the new man that's spiritual. We have the old man that's carnal. Paul the Apostle said in verse 14, I am carnal. Okay? You can't get any more clear than that. So if John Getch says that he can repent of all his sins to be saved, how come the Apostle Paul couldn't?
Right?
Right? Who's better of a man? Paul the Apostle, that reached the entire Eastern world for Christ in his lifetime with no internet, no phone, no car, no plane, just him and his guys. Who's better, him or John Getch? Who's better, Paul or me or you? Paul, right? But yet Paul said, I'm carnal, sold under sin. Because that old man, until the day you die or until the day we're raptured, that old man is going to be within you, sold under sin forever. You're never going to have full control over it. All you can try to do is walk in the Spirit, you know, feed that spiritual man more than you feed that carnal man. That's all you can do, but you can never get rid of that sin nature. You can never repent of your sins, turn from all your sins to get saved in Christ. It's impossible. We can't go one day without sinning.
Right.
You know what? I doubt that we can go a couple hours without sinning. You know, the Bible says the thought of foolishness is sin. Mm-hmm. We cannot stop sinning, folks. There's no way any sane person can think that they can stop sinning and earn their way to heaven. Yet in one of the biggest Baptist colleges in America, apparently that's what's being preached. You know, as Baptists, we used to be known. If people hear the word Baptist, they know, oh, faith alone, eternal security. But man, woe unto America where that's questionable now.
Right.
You know, how has that become the standard here in America? It's really sad.